1 Chronicles 23, 1 through 32. Devotional Focus Verse. Now concerning Moses, the man of God, his sons were named of the tribe of Levi. 1 Chronicles 23, 14. In today's text, which records David's assignment of duties to the Levites, we find a brief mention of Moses. Our focus verse alludes to the man who led the Israelites out of Egypt simply as the man of God. Only 4 short words, but what a profound description. Over the years, I have been blessed to know many individuals who could be described that same way. One in particular comes to mind, my father's cousin, George Hughes. I was just a small child when Uncle George, as my siblings and I called him, passed away on a flight home from the mission field in Nigeria. However, my young heart had developed a deep affection for this kind and gentle man, so when the news came of his sudden death, I was heartbroken. As I grew older, memories of Uncle George lingered. Frequently, I heard him mentioned by people in the church. They would reminisce about sermons he had preached and how he had been a personal inspiration to them. One woman who attended his Sunday school class said, during some of his classes, the Spirit of God was so powerful that many went to their knees in prayer before the class was over. It was through this class that a hunger for more of God grew within me. References like that put a growing desire in my heart to understand, on an adult level, more about Uncle George. So I began a personal investigation to learn about him. I asked family members to share their memories, and each one, without fail, spoke of his deep love for the Lord. Reading his testimony revealed he had a desire to do anything he could in the service of God. I read letters he had written to our family and discovered words of spiritual encouragement woven into each of them. I listened to audio recordings of his sermons, including inspiring messages on consecration, holiness, and doing the will of God. I borrowed his missionary trip diaries from my aunt, 3 loose-leaf notebooks that provided a detailed record of the months he spent in Africa, and read them from cover to cover. Studying the accounts and pictures of Uncle George during the time he served as an army chaplain during World War II gave me a glimpse of that period in his life. Especially touching was a letter written by an army chaplain he had worked with after he heard of Uncle George's death. That man wrote in part, "For almost 3 years of army service, George and I were together constantly under the most trying, exasperating, and dangerous situations. We trudged the trails of the South Pacific jungles together, climbed up ship's ladders from bobbing boats in the Guadalcanal Harbor together. We preached, sang, baptized new converts, buried the dead, comforted the injured, and pleaded with sinners together. There was no duplicity, no double dealing, no deceit in him. He was an exemplar of the faith he professed and preached. George Hughes was a Christian statesman, a beloved brother, and a true friend. I am a better person because I knew him. What a tribute." Gradually, I realized that it was Uncle George's deep personal connection to his Maker that drew people to him and caused them to remember him so warmly. He was a person whose devotion to God never lessened. From the time God saved him as a boy, he lived with integrity the faith he professed and taught. Like Moses of old, he truly was a man of God. We want our lives to inspire and encourage others. However, even more importantly, we want to be people of integrity, faithfulness, and dedication because of our love for God and our desire to please him. That was how Moses lived, and that was how Uncle George lived as well. May God help us to learn from their examples and live in the same way. Background information. Chapters 23 through 27 of 1 Chronicles describe the organization of the temple rituals and provide a listing of various worship participants and their duties. Chapter 23 focuses on the arrangement of the Levites. The chapter is introduced in verse 1 by the summary statement that David was old and made Solomon the king. Then he called together a national assembly of the princes, priests, and Levites, having previously made preparations for the building of the temple. At this point, David laid out how worship was to be conducted and by whom worship was to be administrated. Verses 3 through 5 describe the census taken of the Levites, those set apart for the service of God. This was based on the command found in Numbers 4, 1 through 3, which indicated that a Levite's service was to begin at 30 years of age. The resulting total of 38,000 Levites were divided into four groups. 24,000 would set forward the work. These were the skilled people needed to take care of the practical aspects of temple sacrifice and service to God. 6,000 would serve as officers and judges, the civil servants in charge of governmental records, decisions, and administration. 4,000 were to be porters, the gatekeepers in charge of security. 4,000 would lead the worship with voices and musical instruments. They did this both to honor God directly and to encourage others to worship God. Verse 6 indicates that David then separated the Levitical family groups of Gershon, Kohath, and Merari, as described hundreds of years before in Numbers 3 and 4, into courses, meaning divisions. The courses of the sons of Gershon are given in verses 7 through 11, of the sons of Kohath in verses 12 through 20, and of the sons of Merari in verses 21 through 23. A change of the age when a Levite's duty began is noted in verses 24 through 26. No reason is stated in the text, but Bible scholars suggest that the rituals of temple service would have entailed increased work, even though the occasional duty of transporting the ark was abolished. Verses 27 through 32 describe the new duties of the Levites. Their primary function would be to assist the priests, the sons of Aaron, who were authorized to perform the sacrifices. While both priests and Levites were of the tribe of Levi, the priests were also required to be descendants of Aaron. See verse 13. Three specific duties are noted. The Levites were to care for the temple and its grounds, verse 28, help prepare the offerings, verse 29, and participate in the musical part of the worship, verse 30, based on 2 Chronicles 29:25. It is evident that these arrangements were put in place at the direction of God through the prophets Gad and Nathan. Conclusion. Faithfully fulfilling our roles in the Lord's work will be both an example and an encouragement to others when it is based on true love and commitment to God.